Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, sunnah is to maintain a particular form of deed until the end of your life and not go down, but you can go more. And the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As that you should take it easy on yourself. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said at the end of his life, when he got old, imagine what he said, I wish I took the Prophet's alayhi salatu wasalam permission. Now, until he was so old, he used to fast one day and skip one day. And now he says he regrets this. Why? Because he was old. And he said, I wish I took the Prophet's permission and continued to do this. Now, it is very hard for me, but I will not leave it. It is extremely hard, but I have to maintain doing it. And this is a lesson for us. When you are young, when you are practicing in your early age, you feel the enthusiasm, you feel the power. The Prophet says in the authentic hadith that every single deed has a climax. And the climax has a weak point. So whoever his weak points or the down slope, the downhill process is to my sunnah, then he has been guided. But whoever his down slope or downhill process is to other than my sunnah, then he has gone astray. What does this mean? Scholars say that this is an important hadith, especially for us, so that we maintain steadfast on Islam. Whenever you pick something, whenever you start to do something, you find that you have a lot of energy, whether in Islam or in non-Islamic activities. Example, in Islam, a person starts to practice. He has strong iman, enthusiasm. So he insists on praying Fajr in the masjid, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. Very good. He insists on praying night prayer, 2, 3 hours, 4 hours a night. Before, he did not pray anything at all. Now all of a sudden, mashallah, his iman is strong. He insists on fasting one day and skipping one day. He insists on finishing the Quran once every week. And this is reading a lot of Quran, attending lectures, doing this, doing that, and neglecting his work, neglecting his studies, neglecting taking care of his body and of his health. Now, after 6 or 8 months of this strong behavior, which is good on the surface, but on the long run, it's bad. What happens to him? The Prophet says that the climax has a downhill process, which means that you will start to lose interest a bit by bit, bit by bit, until you reach a very low level. The Prophet says, whoever is downhill to my sunnah, he's guided. What does that mean? Means that if you, instead of praying 4 hours night prayer, you feel very tired of it after a while, you start to say, okay, I will just pray Shafa and Witr only. Then this is sunnah, no problem. If he, instead of fasting a day and skipping a day, he said, no, I will just only fast Ramadan, not play in any day of Ramadan, and maybe Ashura, and maybe Arafah, maybe, not necessarily. And instead of attending all lectures and reading so much Quran, he reads only one juzu. So every month he finishes the Quran once. This is the minimum. This is his sunnah. The Prophet says he's guided. The other one who is led astray is the one who does not pray night prayer at all. Khalas, he leaves even witr. He does not pray Fajr on time in the masjid. He prays it after sunrise. He does not fast all days of Ramadan. He skips a day or two. He makes sins. So after the climax, he went really downhill and he reached the bottom. And this was led astray. You have a climax, watch out. If you can maintain it, do it. If you cannot, go a little bit down. Take something that suits you, that you know you can be maintaining it for a long time. And this hadith is extremely important because it talks about human nature. I know brothers who were committed in the very beginning. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, strong iman, masjids, lectures. Students of knowledge who were strong in their knowledge, strong in their practice, very proud of their religion. After a while, when the dunya is opened, people are requesting them to be a little bit lenient, be a little bit soft. All of a sudden, the beard was shrunk, as if they washed it so many times, it became up to the skin. Sheikh, what is this? Said, time changes, and scholar so-and-so say this, scholar so-and-so say this, so it's permissible. What do you want with scholar so-and-so and scholar so-and-so? What does the Prophet say, alayhi salam? He said, no, it's an issue of dispute among scholars, subhanAllah. After a while, his thobe that was to the middle of his leg goes a little bit and a little bit to the ankle and then to the floor, like as if he's a bride. Sometimes he walks and people carrying his thobe behind him. What is this, Sheikh? He said, yeah, I'm not doing it out of arrogance. I'm doing it because it's permissible and so, Sheikh so-and-so says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. You're a Muslim. So you find that the climax they reached, they could not maintain it. And that is why the Prophet's most dua was, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deeni. Oh Allah, who turns hearts over, who flips hearts over, make my heart steadfast on your religion. You have to do this every single day, hundreds of times. Why? Because you and I have seen so many people go astray. People who used to look as if they're committed. And so many people with their beards, with their Islamic look, they've reached their climax and they went downhill and now they're about to hit rock bottom. But you don't know because they look okay. Yet if you analyze what they say, you'll figure out that they are on a very, very dangerous curve. They look practicing, but their hearts have been corrupted. And if Allah Azza wa Jal does not help them and send to them people who would sit with them and talk with them and realize this and advise them and surround them and bring them back to safety, they will be soon doomed. And you know a lot of this. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. So this hadith is very important in showing us how to be steadfast. And also it shows us how human nature is easily affected. And that the best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Never ever think that I can top that. I can be better than that. The Prophet alayhi salam, three of his companions asked about the way he used to worship Allah. And when his wives told them he used to do this and that, they said, the Prophet, Allah has forgiven all of his sins. He's not like us. He has carte blanche. As for me, I will never sleep at night. I will pray all night. The other, I will never break my fast. I will fast every day. The third, I will never marry women. I will deprive myself from desire and lust. Did the Prophet approve of that? Ayyusam was very angry. And he said, by Allah, I'm the most one among you who fears Allah and is knowledgeable of Allah. Yet I sleep and pray. I fast and I eat. And I marry women. Whoever chooses a path other than my sunnah is not from me. He's not a follower of mine. And therefore, the best of guidance, no matter what your mind tells you, no matter what Sheikh so-and-so and Sheikh so-and-so, the earlier mentioned, tell you, the best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. By following his footsteps by the millimeter, you will enter paradise. That is why when Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, objected to the Treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah, and he thought that it was unfair for the Muslims. You know, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, what did it say? It said that if any one of the idol worshippers accepted Islam and came to the Muslims must return him back. And if any of the Muslims committed the act of apostasy and went to them, they can keep him. So Umar was outraged and he said, O Prophet of Allah, aren't we on the right track? Aren't they following falsehood? So why should we give in our religion? Why should we surrender and be weak? The Prophet said, Umar, I am only the servant of Allah and I do as I am commanded and Allah Azza wa Jal would not let me down. Umar did not like this. It's not he didn't like it. He wanted an answer that fulfills his desire of attacking the disbelievers and not being unfairly treated. So he went to Abu Bakr and he said the same to him. What did Abu Bakr say? He said, Umar, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the messenger of Allah. You must stick to his, in a figure of speech, footsteps. What Abu Bakr said, you must hold on to the saddle of his camel. If you hold on to the saddle of his camel, that means wherever he goes, you will go with him. But this doesn't mean hold on to his saddle of camel, mean follow his instruction and footsteps. Umar said, after that, I realized how wrong I was. So I freed so many slaves and I gave so much money in charity so that Allah would forgive what I had said. There is no guidance better than the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet used to say this every single Friday. And in every great occasion when the Muslims gather, he would say that khayrul hadi, hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salam. And every invented thing in Islam is an innovation, and every innovation is in hell fire. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.